Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the March 1st Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the second Sunday of Lent, Year A. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." Abram went, as the Lord directed him. The word of the Lord. Welcome to the second Sunday of Lent. Two down, three to go. Let's get to it, shall we? We have this foundational reading from Genesis, which is referred to as the acorn of salvation history. This is where it all began. This is a simple and straightforward reading. God speaks for just about the whole reading, and then Abram, in one line, obeys. That's the lesson given to us today. Follow Abram's example and obey God. In between God's command and Abram's obedience, though, God promises Abram great things. First, of course, God had to choose Abram. Here's the lesson for the people in the pews. God chooses us, asks our obedience, and also promises us great things. Some interesting historical background. This event occurred about 1855 BC, when Abram was 75 years old. He was living in Haran, which is now southeast Turkey. God commanded him to pick up and move to Shechem, in the land of Canaan, which is presently the central part of the West Bank in Palestine. This was about a 400-mile trip, so not a simple undertaking, even for a young man. What lessons do you get from this reading? So the reading starts off with God's command to Abram. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you." Emphasize Lord, Abram, forth, kinsfolk, fathers, land, and show. Be careful not to say Abraham, because that doesn't happen until the 17th chapter. 24 years later when he's 99 years old. Trust me, I made that mistake more than once here, but I have the luxury of editing after the fact. You don't. Quick sidebar. Abram is told to go forth from your father's house. Years earlier, Abram's father, Terah, left Ur, which is in southern Iraq, with the intention of also going to Canaan. Instead, though, he settled in Haran, a trip of 600-plus miles. It's as if after his father's death, Abram is completing his family's journey. Okay, back to work. The next section. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Stress the first make, the second great, bless, great again, the last you, and blessing. The words bless or blessing show up four times in this reading, so accentuate them as a way of revealing God's abundant love. If you can do so authentically, add some verve when you say the first great. Not as exuberant as Tony the Tiger over Frosted Flakes, but maybe 25% or so. Go a little easier on the second great, but still add a little extra juice. Use a smile, endearing tone, and eye contact when you say, "And I will bless you." The next piece is short and sweet. Well, not entirely sweet. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Highlight both occurrences of the word bless and both occurrences of the word curse. Also use a cadence to draw attention to the parallel construction. Then we have, "All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." Abram went, as the Lord directed him. Underscore all, earth, blessing, and went. If you want, add a brief pause after went. Consider two ways to deliver the last five words. Emphasize Lord, then add a slight downward lilt to him, as the Lord directed him. This is more of a traditional close to a reading. Or add an upward lilt to direct it, as the Lord directed him. You're almost inferring this is taken for granted. Of course Abram obeyed God. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.